In a world often clouded by doubt and despair, I, Ben Finelli, stand as a relentless advocate for the human spirit, armed with the conviction that heroism is not confined to tales of myth and legend, but is a force alive within us all. Through these stories, I want to inspire others to embrace their own heroism, to tap into the reservoirs of courage that lie dormant at times. I want to see this series be a catalyst for change, a beacon of light guiding others through their darkness, reminding them of their inherent power to embrace the difficult with love of becoming the person they dream of being. My mission is to spread the transformative power of heroism, one heart and one mind at a time. In this series, I do this by asking one simple question. Tell me what you learned from a difficult time in your life.
Hi, everyone. My name is Marty Hogan, and I am proudly born and raised in Windsor, Ontario, and I currently live in the United States. I'm a dentist, a hockey scout, a hockey coach, but most importantly, I am Whitney's husband, and I'm the dad to Clark, Phoebe, Shaw, and our dog, Freddie. Going back a handful of years, we thought that we had everything laid out perfectly. We were following the script. I was newly married to the love of my life, Whitney. We had bought our first home together. And right after that, we found out we were pregnant with our first child. A few months after that, we were going to our 20-week ultrasound. And the 20-week ultrasound is so cool. It's in 3D. And so for me and for us, that was the first chance we really had to meet our kid. The other ultrasounds, they don't give you much detail. And when you're looking at the screen, you don't really know what you're looking at. But the 3D one is so cool. You get to see your child's face and all the features. And it was just an incredible day. Driving home that day, we received a phone call that would change our lives forever. The person on the other line was a physician, and she told me that I had acute lymphoblastic leukemia. That was Wednesday at 12:22 p.m., and about 48 hours later, on Friday night, I was checked into an isolation room in a hospital where I would spend the next month plus receiving chemotherapy to hopefully keep me alive. Through that experience, I really leaned on a couple things. And one of those things was having a very clearly defined why. The other thing was just subscribing every single day and sometimes every single hour to the KISS principle. So keep it simple, silly, or keep it simple, stupid, depending on what age the people are you're speaking to. And those were two things that really helped me and helped us move through this journey. So initially, the team told us, what the plan was going to be. And my why became, I want to be around, this is in September, I want to be around on February 7th, which was Whitney's due date for our first child. Every single decision that I made, it was a yes or no question. Does this help me get to February 7th? If it's a yes, we're doing it. If it's a no, we're not doing it. Same thing once we moved past February 7th, my new why was I want to be around to walk Clark to his first day of kindergarten. And the medical team told us that chances of getting to 5 years was not a great percentage. And so that became my why. That became my tunnel focus. Every single decision that I made was, does this help me in my plan or my hope to walk Clark to kindergarten on his first day? If it's a yes, we're doing it. If it's a no, we're not doing it. Very, very simple. And that was all guided by my why. now, currently, I recently did walk Clark to his first day of kindergarten, and my why changes, and that's okay. But I have a very, very clearly defined why, and that is to be around for my family. That's it. That kind of ties into the KISS principle. And being a hockey player growing up, and being a competitive hockey player, I just loved competition, and playoff hockey for me was the best time of year. And so I needed to go through 3.5 years of daily chemotherapy to keep me alive and keep me around. And so every single week, I turned that into a 7-game playoff series. And again, I would do whatever my medical team told me in order to get to my why. And so I kept things very simple. I wanted to be the most compliant patient that had ever walked through the doors of the cancer center. And so if they told me to put razor blades on my cereal in the morning, I would do that. If they told me to not do 2 or 3 different things, I would not do those things. I kept things very, very simple and not look too far ahead, similar to in a playoff series. You don't look to game 3 before you've stepped on the ice for game 1. You take it game by game. And for me, I took things day by day. I continue to do that. And those two things are very, very important and have really changed my life in such a positive way. Having a very clearly defined why and subscribing to the KISS principle every single day. And I'm just so grateful that I went through that, that journey, and that we continue to go through that journey, because I look at the world through a different set of eyes, and it's an amazing set of eyes that I'm just so lucky to have had the opportunity to go through that. And to continue to move forward, viewing the world through those set of eyes. So the clearly defined why and the KISS principle have been things that, have changed my life in such an incredible way. And I'm just so grateful for that.